evening,
ladies.
No.
And
gentlemen.
Oh, shit. And welcome to episode 23 of We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show. Fucking A.
We're here.
We're queer.
Get used to it.
Boom. I don't know. That's just always my immediate when you say we're here. That's
great. It kind of comes out that way, yeah.
Yeah, it does. Let's see. Big show tonight. Man, I kind of just lost all my energy. We were going real strong. I just tanked. Can we start over?
No. Let's talk about who's here with us.
Tonight we have a 3-panel. 5 if you include us.
Yes.
It's a big old show. It's a bigger show.
Yes, the biggest.
Huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm with you.
To my left, to my right, as always, is...
Cameron Beach House.
Why do you always say it like that? Why can't you
give fun.
Your name the proper respect?
Cameron Bruce Childs.
Esquire.
The first.
The first and only. Will you name your child Cameron Bruce?
I don't think so.
You don't want a junior?
My wife likes... likes Logan.
Logan.
Yeah.
Stop.
Every time I hear it, I think Brogan. I'm just...
Why?
Because I just think he might be a bro.
Brogan?
Like, my son is a bro.
And he's going to whip your ass.
Yep. He'll wear his hat on sideways.
He's going to beat up dear old dad.
Yep.
I'm afraid that that's what's going to happen with my child. That I'm going to be the biggest nerd that I still am. My kid's going to be a jock, and he's just going to beat my ass.
Yep. Because they rebel. You rebel against your father, so yeah.
To my left. I wouldn't know. I don't have a dad. Keep real depressing. To my left. Returning.
Matt Wright. Back again.
All day, all night. It's Matt Wright.
In his Fallout 3 shirt.
That's right.
Represent. Rejoining us after a long absence. We have.
Hello. I'm Kate.
Kate was on our Are You Afraid of the Dark retrospective.
That was a good one.
Which that and our interviews have been our most popular episodes.
Really?
For obvious reasons. Yeah.
Yep.
Probably because I listened to it 112 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you re-listen to it?
I did.
We actually talked about this. I don't ever listen to the episodes. Cameron does.
I've listened to probably to about 20 out of the 23. And then all the extra stuff.
Mainly minor because the sound of my own voice makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
With my voice.
I feel like that's true, but I'm trying to get over it.
Oh, you're doing great. To have listened to that one as much.
Yeah.
Also joining us, friend of the show.
Charles Bronson.
Back from the dead.
Whoa.
We've got Charles Bronson in the studio.
No, it's Ethan Hudson.
Not just fucking with
you. Fan favorite. Just fucking with you, dumbass. Fan favorite, Ethan Hudson. How many times have you been on? What do you think?
Probably like
10?
31.
We haven't done that many shows.
Yeah. Can't do that.
I don't know about that, but
the show's off to a terrible.
I'd say he's done all probably 10 is a good guess, yeah.
10's a good one.
Yeah.
I could go back and figure it out. I'm not gonna.
No.
That's a lot of work.
We don't have time for
that. I wouldn't do it.
They're not even all posted anymore. They're out in the ether somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. They developed their own consciousness.
Philip Maloney, get on that shit.
Fill up.
When do we stop?
Right.
No, there we go. So, I don't know. How you doing, Cam?
Pretty good.
Got anything new going on?
Not a whole lot. What about you? Let's talk about what you have.
Well, I want to talk about, if you don't want to, we don't have to.
Okay.
You said some powerful things yesterday.
Powerful.
About failure.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk? We don't have to talk about this.
No,
I'm not talking about it to, like, be a dick.
No.
Because I was like, wow, you just took that completely in stride.
No, I at my church is one of those kind of, not new agey, but it's... They do, like, the worship rock band, you know, which I know a lot of people think is kind of corny, and maybe it is. But I was like, hey, I don't get to play drums much. Maybe I should try out. So I went to do it, and I was bad. I was really bad.
But you're a good drummer.
Sometimes, if I'm not too anxious.
Is that it?
That was part of it. It was just me playing with a keyboard guy, and I had a click track and headphones, and then one of the singers was way in the back of the room. like watching and judging. I mean, I don't know that she was judging, but she was probably judging. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it was, an audition, so she was judging.
Some judgment going.
Yes, probably. Yes. And no, it wasn't good. But I, you know, really doing horribly is good, even if you do it often, because you, every time it happens, and I didn't invent this idea. It's
right, but the fact that you're saying it is.
But every time you fail really hard and then you're still alive, it's like, oh, it's motivation to keep doing whatever it is, to practice harder and get better, but also that it's okay to take a risk, and you know, because once it happens, and you know, you're still okay.
I so rarely think like that, though. So like when you said that, I was like, wow,
that inspire you
a little. Okay. I just want to fail now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't ever, so it's hard.
Right.
But I'd like to try.
I just want you to know that you've inspired me to fail all my courses this semester.
Yes! F!
I kind of feel like you may have been headed that way anyway.
Just tell your teachers that. Like, just be like, you know what?
Are you done already?
No, it started today. And I only had one class.
And I'm done. And
I already made up my mind. I was like, deuces.
Yeah, you're so close to being done forever, though. Mm-hmm. But every semester, you're like, no, fuck it,
not even that. Well, yes, that a couple semesters. But it's that where I'm like, fuck this, I'm not going to do it. And then the last minute, I'm like, meow. And I'm like, pull out of the nose.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Like, get the grade.
You're skimming the ground closer and closer every time.
Yeah, just blowing that.
Just for the excitement.
Like Rockefeller money, pretty much.
Matt, what's new, man?
I mean, not a whole lot, man. Like,
cool.
Working with the blood stuff with you today, man.
We'll talk about that in a minute. We're working up to that.
I know.
Kate.
Yeah.
What's new?
Tell
any good stories lately?
Well,
that's,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Some good source.
I want to come to the storyteller night.
Oh my gosh.
So bad. You,
please do. I got some exciting news from someone the other night.
Can you share it on the show?
I definitely can.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It was pretty exciting in the moment. But a friend of mine that is a regular at story night said that she found a can of whatever it is that you throw in the fire and mix, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
It was
the
coffee sparks. Creamer.
Oh, we talked about that.
I don't know. Wait, hold on. We can edit this out.
Okay.
So what is it?
She said she didn't know what it was, but it was like in an old can.
Wow.
And it's like, I don't know, it's probably really neat.
Hey, Kate?
Yeah.
I'm not going to edit that out.
That's fine.
I think this will be funnier. We just leave it just like
it
this.
In. I thought it was exciting.
Now I am going to edit it out, and now everybody's going to be like, what are they talking about?
But just
found like just a can of...
Yeah. Story dust?
Story dust?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But does she know what it is? I mean, like, does she know that
it's... I don't
think so. Wow, weird.
But it's
so good. Do you all sit around a campfire?
No, not normally.
But now?
But we can now.
When the weather's right.
Yeah, when it starts warming up. I mean, I have a fire pit in my backyard.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah, and a lot of chairs.
I'm not allowed to have a fire pit here.
That sucks.
I want one.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't, you know, I don't pay attention to it. I do what I want to do.
Sometimes you want to think we live in America, and fire pits in the backyard is okay.
I thought that was America.
Yeah, yeah.
So story night's going good.
Mm-hmm.
What else? How's the musical career?
It's slowed down a little bit, but we're still, the 7-person band is kind of hard to keep everyone
yeah.
on the same page.
Yeah.
See,
here's my strategy for that. You got to start a religion around it, like Polyphonic Spree,
right.
Because then you're like, oh, you got to come to worship, bro, and then it's band practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had a really cool choir that we started last summer.
Yeah.
And we did about 4 shows, and it started getting pretty popular, and then, you know, just
like
kind of
fell to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a little ahead of its time. But yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Tell us what's going on with you. You've got
man.
Some...
Man.
Yeah,
cool.
Man.
Well, number one, you and I began work on a project this week.
Finally.
Can we talk about... Oh, we've been working on that for a while.
It's us and some scientists, and we're making it happen. Yeah. We're playing constantly. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever bring. It's like a 24/7 montage.
Yeah. But can we talk about it?
Yeah.
We really haven't been very public with it.
No, well, because it was always like, well, when are we actually gonna do it? And finally, we shot some stuff for it. Shot like half the episode.
This is yours, so I want you to talk about it.
Okay, so the idea has been around for over a year now, and. Yeah, the script has been probably around since the summer, but it's like a web series about a small, very small, low budget video company that's has to take any job it can get, and the hilarity that ensues.
And you and I are the stars.
Yep. So everybody's out of their comfort zone.
I have been drinking myself into a stupor every night just because I'm like, it's so bad.
No, it was. See, Mike keeps saying this about himself, but he was actually really good.
I'm not even fishing. I really think that I was dumb.
No, see, that's just what everybody thinks about themselves. Like, it's the same thing with hearing your own voice, and you're like, I sound awful. When really, to everybody else, you just sound like you. Mm-hmm. And I don't.
Unless you're playing on Xbox Live, in which case you just sound like.
Why don't you go to your sister?
And then mute.
And then mute. Log off. So it's a fun show.
Yeah, but we shot with friends of the show, Mallory Burns directed. Mallory Burns, Chris Ott.
Christopher Ott, Phelan Maloney,
Stryker. Yeah, yeah.
Forrest J. Ackerman. I've discovered that I can do a Guillermo del Toro impression. So, and
it never stops.
No, because what happens is every interview he just starts listing names, mm-hmm. Just because he's very passionate about the things that he likes. Mm-hmm. So he just will. Wes Carpenter.
Something amazing. Wes Carpenter. Is that a person?
Guillermo del Toro. That's me.
Stephen King.
Forrest J. Ackerman. So we are doing a web series. Be on the lookout for that. I don't know when it's coming out.
We'll see.
But it is now public knowledge.
So we can be accountable to the public, and they can say, when is it happening?
When is this fucking stupid thing happening?
Yeah.
And we'll be like, hey, it's not stupid. You shut your fucking mouth.
And yeah, because you're not being constructive right
at
now.
At all.
Yes.
Then I had something happen this week.
What happened?
I was hired to do blood and makeup effects for Evil Dead the Musical.
Oh, boy.
Here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It's been a long, strange saga to get to this point because I had wanted to do this musical about 3 years ago for the same theater, and at the time they said they couldn't do it, and to keep checking back, and then they just kind of did it, and I was upset because I was like, I'm not involved in this at all.
Yes.
So I just messaged the director and I said, hey, do you need any blood or makeup help? And he said, oh, yeah, you know, why don't you come talk to us? So I'm like, okay, well, they'll just have me on their team and, you know, I'll do the little thing. And I got there and he introduced me as their blood and makeup person. And so I have had to do everything from the ground up, which I thought was going to be a very daunting process. But as Matt can attest to, it was not today. It was really cool.
It was amazing. You're going to have so much blood in your face.
Blood in your face. Big disgrace. And we figured it all out.
Thank
today.
You for that.
You're welcome. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody should come out. It's going to be here in Murphy's Room.
If I come out, should I bring a poncho?
All right, so you have two options for seats.
Okay.
You can sit in the regular seating section, which we checked today. Doesn't really get blood. Like, you might get some at your feet. But it stays in the first two rows. And then there's a splatter zone ticket where you're going to get drenched.
Is that a little more expensive?
It is. It's about double. But it's so worth it. Like, if you're going to see Evil Dead the Musical, you want to go to get bloody.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, you want to get saturated. And nobody who shows up at the show should dress in anything that they give a shit about. Like, no matter where you're sitting. Because you're going to, like, there's going to be, you know, back spray and whatnot. And we went a little nuts today. We tested with water today, just so we don't mess anything up, and it's gonna be awesome.
Can you share the dates for that show?
I can. We begin next Thursday, which is January 23rd, and we'll do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the following week we'll do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Awesome. So
everybody should come out to the Saturday show the second weekend because it's my birthday. And I think we're going to do... I'm inviting everybody to do that, and then we're throwing a party here. So
that is pretty cool.
It's going to be fun. Party time! So...
in our bloody clothes.
bloody party, yeah.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. Tickets are 15 for regular seats, 30 for Splatter Zone. But in addition, you get a poncho. I believe you get a poncho. I think...
That was a t-shirt.
Yeah. You get a t-shirt, and you get, if you're of age, you get a six-pack, which is awesome.
A whole six-pack?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then if not, you get a concessions pack.
A six-pack of Mad Lot.
I wonder what it is. It's probably a PBR. Let's be honest with each other.
Some Schlitz.
Some Schlitz malt liquor. So, yeah, everybody should come out. I'm so excited about it.
It is really cool.
Blood, so it's kind of my favorite thing in the world. Not real blood.
Wow.
So, I guess we'll just straight into some news.
News.
We need it like a song.
Yeah. News.
I don't want to give this asshole too much attention, but I feel like
me?
We can talk about it. I don't want to give this asshole too much attention.
Give me that mic.
But Justin Bieber needs a spanking. I think somebody needs to take him over their knee. This week, the cops were called to the Bieber estate because he was throwing eggs at a neighbor's house, causing what I heard was $20,000 worth of damage.
I thought you causing what I heard was a ruckus.
What I heard was a slight ruckus. A hubbub, if you will.
A brouhaha.
But upon arrival, the police discovered mountains of cocaine. I don't know if mountains is correct, but there was cocaine. And he blamed a rapper that was staying with him.
Blame the rapper. I was gonna say he's too old for a spanking, but he's also too old to be throwing eggs at houses. So
I said he's about one more screw up from not being my favorite artist anymore.
Your stupid head.
It's on the cusp.
He and Shia LaBeouf need to battle to the death because there can only be one.
Shia LaBeouf. It's pronounced LaBeouf.
Number one.
LaBeouf.
Second of all.
It's about to be pronounced Mud, because this kid is really...
He's...
No? No? I thought somebody was going to like...
My name is Mud. Anyway. No. That's what Shia LaBeouf does.
No. Y'all should get on YouTube and check out the Shia LaBeouf No Supercut. Because it's pretty amazing.
He does it in every movie that he's in.
Yes.
Did you know this?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Not a big thinking fan, about it. So I'm avoiding
neither am I. Yeah. But I still find myself... Are you... What are you...
Is that him calling?
There's
an alarm. There's an alarm.
For what?
Take another sip of beer.
Mm-hmm. Beer alarm. But I think they should battle to the death because there can only be one colossal shitbag.
Yes.
In the world.
Ooh, that'd be a big battle then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd have to add some.
Well, right now those are the two that are on my list. Who else can we add? Miley? I don't really have a problem with her.
No, she's cool.
She's like, cool.
I don't know. That'll be a roundtable question. Oh, wait, no, that is mine, but we'll get to that.
Yes.
Is the ultimate shitbag?
That is the question. Hitler. Hitler. Next in the news. Michael Douglas.
Cancer-free?
Well, no, but good guess. Here's hoping, though, forever. Michael Douglas was cast in Edgar Wright's Ant-Man this week as Hank Pym. Ethan.
Is this his father? I don't know anything about Ant-Man.
So, the way, apparently, well, I know very little. I know that it's a comic book, he was an Avenger, and that it was Hank Pym. So now, Paul Rudd was cast, I thought Paul Rudd was going to be Hank Pym, and they announced that he's Scott Lang, who apparently takes over. Not something I knew about. So I can't really speak to that.
Takes over as Ant-Man?
Yeah.
So Michael Douglas is old Ant-Man.
Is an older Ant-Man.
Huh.
Right?
I don't know. I hate Michael Douglas. I hate him. He's Michael. Thought his face was weird looking.
Come on, man.
Yeah, look at his face.
You're a monster.
I do. I just like the continuing trend of legitimate actors being in comic book movies.
Yeah, Robert Redford's in the new Captain America.
Yeah.
We got Michael Douglas. Behave yourself. Stifle yourself. Sam Jackson always bringing legitimacy.
Yep.
Kenneth Branagh directing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he directed Thor. Do you know that?
I didn't.
You would never know by watching it. I mean, I don't.
I would. It has Kenneth Branagh's stamp on it.
I didn't see it, but
mushroom okay. stamp.
Yeah.
All right. Gross. Done talking about Michael Douglas is it, man.
That was a dud.
That was a dud of some news. Skipping the next piece, because that's going to be dudish too.
Just say it. No, just say what it is.
I don't think it will, because there's additional news of this. Actually, I'm just going to change it to the other thing I want to talk about. So, earlier this... No, because it is pretty early this year. Holy shit, this show is spiraling out of control. About 2 months ago, we reported that Fox was working on a Gotham television show that was originally going to be a detective drama set in Gotham City. Awesome. I'm all for that. They announced this week that it's going to be more in the vein of Smallville and show all of the villains as teenagers.
Yeah. As beautiful, beautiful teenagers.
Was that it?
I think so. I think that was it.
I can't deal with this news.
I want something in the style of Castle to happen in Gotham.
Like a romantic...
Castle's a fun romp.
I'm gonna slap you. Everyone's getting slapped today. Why? You don't mean
no, that. No, Castle is entertaining, but I don't know if it's
okay,
my favorite.
Let's stop talking about Castle and no. start talking about
guys, Castle.
This
Castle?
Conversation away.
What are you doing?
Hey,
man. I'm fine.
But there, none of the rogues were even...
Let's get this right out of the way. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it doesn't.
At all.
When we get to follow the little skinny Mexican Bane before he took the venom.
Yes.
And, they're all...
It's dumb.
All
Joker,
of their
Joker
origins...
before he becomes Joker.
All of their origins are based
shit.
Like...
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's the biggest thing. It's like, who cares?
I don't. I want it to be a crime story. It's not going to be... Fuck Fox in their fucking faces.
Might as well just put it on CW.
Exactly.
So,
that's the point.
Yeah, they'll be solving a crime and all of a sudden somebody pulls out their Nokia, super nice Nokia phone, and the camera like stays on it for just a beat too long. You're like, oh, I guess I should buy that phone.
I like that you picked Nokia as your brand to rep just then.
Because, seriously, Fox is ridiculous about that lately. Like, showing the Ford with the...
What are you watching on Fox?
New Girl. And what else? Mindy Project. But yes, both feature lots of products. So I'm going to kill both of y'all.
I'm going to kill you, Cameron.
You know what I always hated?
Oh, New Girl.
No. You talked about when someone like looked at their phone. Did you ever like see Dexter when someone looked at their phone? Was that not the worst? It was just like this big blue screen. It was like, Deb is calling. And, like, thing.
Deb
like,
is calling and it's a
it
bad
was,
time.
I mean, I understand that that's not an important part of the show, but it was past. It was like not even slightly realistic to the point where it was like distracted me from the show.
Speaking of Dexter. Showtime announced this week.
That was a good segue.
That they might be planning a Dexter spinoff.
And I might be planning a suicide.
Did you hear who it's based around? Dexter! It's a Dexter spinoff based around Dexter.
It's Teenage Dexter!
Oh my God. They haven't any more details, but the showrunner said that they want to do a spinoff. And that he wouldn't be involved unless Michael C. Hall was in it. Dexter spinoff about Dexter.
It's Dexter the Golden Years.
But he's just old.
What is Dexter? He's a lumberjack.
Kate, did you watch Dexter at all?
Murdering trees.
It was good for a while.
Yeah, I think I saw just about and it started to turn.
Good for
probably.
Yeah. Four seasons.
Yes, if you stop watching after the fourth season, it is perfect television.
Okay.
But after that, I can't say enough bad things. I want to. I want to stop talking about it, but I can't.
It all started with Julia Stiles' forehead, and then it went downhill.
Julia Stiles and her 8-mile-long forehead ruining everything that is good and right.
Well, poor Julia. She is
a villain on Gotham.
You're lying about that, are you? Well, Donald Logue, though.
She plays Teenage Catwoman.
No.
I would just put a bullet in my brain.
She can dance on a table and then hit her head on the chandelier.
Because she has a big head.
Well, because of Save the Last Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, no?
Can
no?
you leave? Girl, like, mini project and Save the Last Dance.
Guys, I have a wife. So.
My wife!
These things happen. Mini project is good. So is Castle.
I said no one ever. So, I don't know if you guys like Patton Oswalt, but he has a new special out.
New comedy special?
Yeah, it's on Epics. Which I don't get ethics, but you can go and without any credit card information and sign up for a free 14-day trial. I watched it this morning. Very funny. It's weird though because he has a kid and he's married. And
I was about to say, is he softened up?
Yeah, a lot. But it was still really funny, but it was just soft. He does a really great bit at the end of the show about being paid an obscene amount of money by a hotel or a casino chain for 1 hour's worth of work. And it's just the story that unfolds is it's just gold.
Check that out.
It's about selling out, and it's just really fucking funny. So, Patton Oswalt.
He's a funny guy.
You like Patton.
I love Patton.
We all from Patton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me right now?
Funniest person of all time.
I am gonna slap your stupid face today.
He's no Michael Douglas, but...
So the last show that Kate was on had a lot of structure. This one, zero structure.
Yes, yeah, let's just talk about whatever, sold. Man.
Yeah.
Campbell Soup Book.
I don't think that's right at all. Campbell did not sponsor those books.
Yeah, Campbell's brand soup for the heart.
Campbell's brand chicken soup for the soul.
I hate everything. I'm flipping this table.
As featured on the mini project.
Oh my god, I hate you.
They zoomed in on the Campbell's thing and she was like, Campbell's chicken soup for the heart.
And then she checked her Nokia phone.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For Gotham updates. Good night. We're done. Let's stop. Because it can't get any better. And it can't get any worse.
Yes.
Simultaneously both. Holy shit.
Yes.
I'm sleepy now.
I smell burnt toast. Is that normal? So, here's the last piece of news. Despicable Me 3 and The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Both CGI movies have been announced for 2016. I don't give a shit about Despicable Me 3. Why do we need another Grinch movie?
Yeah. No. We just got one.
You've already got
in 2000, but we...
It still feels very recent.
Well, considering the first one is 68, 67... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one right now for both audiences, though. Like, you got the people that want the old school one, and then you got the remake.
I just don't understand what they can do.
That's what I'm saying, because...
Like, done in the style of Polar Express, or...
Like, I mean...
Like, hyper-realistic,
Probably like the Lorax or Horton Hears a Who.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Universal.
That'd be pretty.
I think they need a new Cat in the Hat.
Oh, yeah.
Because that movie was
dog shit. That was a terrible... It was awful.
Mike Myers is getting that.
He really needs to redeem himself somehow.
I think another R word, retire. Or, I can't think of...
Well, he pretty much is in retire. I mean, he hasn't made anything since Love Guru.
I'm still holding out for a new Wayne's World, so...
Oh, dude.
Man, I would kill for a Wayne's World.
Right? So he can't retire?
But what would they be doing now? Maybe we should save that. time. I want to talk some more about the Grinch. Why is nobody else angry? Like, I was moved to physical anger. I punched the cat.
Really? I'm not angry, but it just seems like more of the same. Like, same stuff happening, you know?
I can see it's like a useless kind of gesture.
It's so useless.
Yeah.
Because what can you... Like, there's nothing to do. There's nothing new. Who's going to voice him? Russell Brand is who I think they're going to play.
For everybody.
Russell Brand or Ricky Gervais will end up voicing the Grinch. Mm. Mark my ever-loving words, Matt.
We're Mark Wahlberg.
How's your mother?
We're all shot, bro. Can you fight?
What's up? You a cop? You a cop?
I don't go home. You don't go home.
All right. Let's talk about news.
Aren't we?
More news?
Yes.
How much news is there?
We're done with the big part. We're gonna take a break and we're gonna come back and discuss the biggest news announced this week.
Yes.
But I need to take a break. And we're back. Holy shit.
We're good? No, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good.
Yeah.
Them numbers is rolling.
Ethan, yes, sir. Before we start talking about Oscar nominations this week, I erroneously skipped over you.
Moroniously.
I'm moronically.
We talked a little bit.
Yeah.
But
something happened to you.
It did?
Something so devastating.
And absurd. And just, yeah. Devastating. That's
what
the best way
people
to put it.
Probably don't know about you is that you collect the finer things of life. Comic books,
yes,
which I share your passion for. You also collect
wigs.
I do. Women's clothing. No.
Merkins.
Action figures recently, which is a slippery slope that I shouldn't have started on.
No, you shouldn't have.
Give up that game a long time ago, son.
Collectibles, anything. Not so much collectibles, like I think, oh, this is going to be worth something, but stuff that means something to me, being the materialistic person that I am.
You?
Yes. And, like, you know, like special editions of stuff, which I found out today, the Breaking Bad barrel is not available anymore, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Joker action figure, the Joe Fix-It action figure, right? See, so I was looking for it. I wanted it.
Right.
You know, because you went to Hastings, too. You saw it at Hastings.
Ethan and I went to Hastings. This is the first time we saw the figure. And recently, the Joker had his face cut off, and he just started wearing it as a mask. It was really creepy. They made a figure out of it. It was pretty cool.
Because I know when they first announced it, we were like, yes.
Yes. And we saw it at Hastings, and we picked up the box, and the entire back half of the packaging was just ripped. Which sucks.
And you know, not
a word.
And it wasn't only that. It looked like someone had, like, smeared Vaseline or something.
It was just oily, and it was just gross. And it was just kind of like... This is gross. I don't want to buy this.
So a Xenomorph had tried to get in there.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
So,
nice.
I go home. I had some store credit there, whatever, yada yada. I go home. I'm like, well, that sucks. I'll go home. I'll order it online. They'll send it to me. I go home that day, place the order or whatever.
Takes a little while.
Takes about 10, 11 days. And, you know, I'm doing as anybody would do, checking the tracking information.
Now, where does it say that it's back?
It starts out, it says, like, you know, Amarillo, Texas or something, and then it goes to Memphis and it stays in Memphis for like 6 days,
right?
Which I thought that was crazy in itself. Mm-hmm. I get it in the mail, open it up, back is ripped, has like some Vaseline grimy look on it. I'm thinking, wait a minute, because this doesn't make any sense. How is it that I have the one from a store that's 11 minutes away, and they took 11 days to ship it to me?
But not only that, they shipped you the one that was damaged beyond repair. Like,
and that's the thing. It's like, it's not that I think it's worth that much money. It's just that I want it to look decent. I'm not going to open it up.
You don't want somebody's
goo.
Goo.
You don't want unidentified goo on your treasures.
And so I called the woman.
This is the part I do not know about.
Well, in the meantime, you check.
I checked. The figure was gone from Hastings. So
I checked.
I'm like, this is the same one.
Yeah.
I checked online. I know that they pull stock from different stores. So I'm like, well, this is clearly what has happened.
And I checked, and it's not there. And I'm just like, this is amazing. And I called the woman. She just, to get an exchange, they sent me a new one. But first, she flat out lied to me because I was like, listen here. I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to explain to you what happened to this story. I was like, because I think you need to hear this because your company sucks, pretty much. And she goes, Sarah, I can assure you that's not what happened.
Oh, she lied.
She lied.
She had to. It doesn't. The same figure in the same condition could not exist.
Because that's what Heather said. Heather goes, could it not be a coincidence? I said, the rip could definitely be a coincidence because of how it's oddly...
But the residue.
But
the residue, Ethan.
The finger goo.
Oh, man.
The chicken wing better. Fingers all over this jacket. No.
The chicken wing fingers.
And I think everybody needs to know that the absurdity that is Hastings. Most people already know that store's pretty.
Well, when we did the Friday the 13th giveaway.
Yeah, not the first time I've heard that store's jacked up.
No, we ordered a copy of the Crystal Lake Memories Blu-ray. And then a month later, it still wasn't here. They were never going to say anything. Like, they were just going to let it go and never give me my money back. Yeah, and I finally got the money back for it, you know, and it was just...
It's just a circus.
That's the thing, having worked at Barnes & Noble for 5 years, I know that things get screwed up.
Sure.
But not that screwed up.
No! It's
if you've navigated their website...
It is a nightmare.
You know what's up with the company.
I like
it's like the Max Payne nightmare sequences.
Yes.
Following a trail of blood to a crying baby.
And to a grimy... Oh, big baby!
Whoa!
I just don't understand the thought process... As silly as all of this is, to pick up this battle damaged product off of your shelf, be like, yeah, somebody ordered this. This is in a horrible condition. I'm still going to send it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't pack something without noticing it's in bad condition, because inevitably you're going to look at it.
Right.
You know, turn it over.
They think, oh, we're sending this to anybody else that cares, but no, they sent it to Ethan Hutz, and they really fucked up when they did that.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like anything you would order, you would want it in the condition that it,
it's supposed to be.
It's not like you ordered it used.
That's the funny thing, is I bought something used along with that, and it was in better shape, a lot better shape.
What did you buy? What was the other thing?
It was just a Blu-ray, but it was like...
What was the Blu-ray?
Frankie Go Boom.
What is Frankie Go Boom?
You haven't seen it, you need to see it.
Does anybody else see it?
I've never heard of it.
It's awesome.
Have you seen it?
No.
What is it?
It's hard to explain. It's got Chris O'Dowd in it, and...
The guy in IT Crowd.
Yeah, him.
IT Crowd, Bridesmaids. The Irish Cop.
Really hard to explain who's in it, but the Mr. Big from Sex and the City's in it.
This movie about?
It's about his brother films him sleeping with a girl, and he doesn't know it, and posts it on the internet, and it's about him trying to get it off. Yeah, that's really good.
What made you, did you buy that? Was that a blind buy?
No,
I don't know that why I'm focusing more on this part.
Yeah, I don't know either.
No, I just love that movie.
Okay. Well, moral of the story is, fuck Hastings online.
This almost needs to be like a little separate thing, like a little clip.
A little mini,
and
it's mini-sode.
Like, the episode of
if you shop at Hastings, just check this out. Just give it one of that. And we're going to have 66 people in line and one person ringing people up at any given time.
And I'm trying to get a job there. This is going to be great. So.
I'm sure they checked
this. We heard your podcast.
We know what you did. Let's talk about the Oscar nominations this year.
Oscar the Grouch nominations.
More like it.
Yeah.
What?
Best Picture. American Hustle. Captain Phillips. Dallas Buyers Club. Gravity. Her. Nebraska. Philomena. 12 Years a Slave. Wolf of Wall Street.
Can I just say something really cliche here? That's too many.
Too many.
No, it's
an
outrageous
amount of movies.
Yeah,
I
mean,
way too many.
It's a Seinfeld.
Yeah, how many people? Why do we need so many movies?
Do we need to have?
Maybe they do that because they want more movie covers they release to have Oscar nominated on it, so they can sell more.
It's all a conspiracy.
Yeah. Did you see the
full circle?
That's the long game.
Did you see the her movie poster?
It's just Joaquin Phoenix.
No, go to Wikipedia and look at the movie poster that they have on there, because that reminded me exactly. It's like, it's the poster with him walking on it, and then it's like award nominations, and it's a border of winner, 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 winner. It's the shittiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's bad.
See,
and that was before the Oscars, too.
Sometimes I get in this mood of, I don't care about the I don't care about awards. You know, it's just a bunch of crap to get for people to get upset about or whatever. And then I'm like, well, you know, it is kind of a money game, and it is money for more, I guess, what you might call better movies or more artsy movies or something. So I'm kind of on the fence about whether I should care about awards. But
here's my thing: I like the Oscars. I've always liked it. I don't have a problem with them. I understand that it's a popularity contest. I understand that, yeah, you know, the movie that probably should win is probably not going to win, you know? But yeah. I have never really... There's only been a few times where I've had a big problem with that. You know, I mean, like, last year was a good example when I felt there were a few movies that... What ended up winning last year?
I was trying to think the other day.
It wasn't Beast of the Southern Wild.
Did Lincoln,
that was one of my big problems.
Did Lincoln win something? Lincoln won. Did Daniel Day-Lewis win Best Actor?
Oh, it was Argo. Argo won.
Yeah, it did.
Who won Best Actor?
Was it Daniel Day-Lewis won?
It's like, yeah,
but that's, but, you know, but it's that kind of thing where it's just like, okay, I get it, and I love I like the fanfare and everything. You know, I like the ceremony. I like more than anything with that kind of. I love the tributes to old Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much what, you know, is currently happening. A side story, the most egregious of these being, they did a tribute to horror movies introduced by the Twilight kids and closed the segment with a tribute, they did all these great old horror movies and then clips from Twilight, and I wanted to kill myself.
Well, see, regardless of what you think about Twilight, it's not a horror movie.
No.
Even if it were an awesome movie, it's not horror.
Vampire, really, you know, and then it's, you can't, no, it's not a horror movie at all.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Here are some great
classic
horror. Yeah, classic horror.
It's kind of worth noting that, like, as far as the Oscars go, there's still, they make sense as opposed to, like, if you look at the Grammys. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you look at the Grammys now, it's almost unwatchable. It's just...
Yeah.
It's a train wreck of...
So what do you think... I guess, let's start, though. Let's say this. What do you think is going to win?
Which one?
Best Picture. Let's start... I mean, we're on Best Picture.
I mean, that's a good question. With 10 films, like, I can't choose. Like, I don't even try to pick...
Pick one!
Skip me then. There's no way to pick from 10 films.
I can pick one.
You should pick from 5.
I know what's going to...
I want to hear what you have to say.
You're going to say 12 Years a Slave.
No, American Hustle's going to win, and that's a fucking travesty.
I don't think so.
There's no way American Hustle
It's going to win.
Why do you say that?
Because it's the award show darling. You see what it did at Golden Globes? It won. That's the indicator.
Yeah, but they had two categories. It didn't go against any of the drama.
I don't think so.
It's gonna win.
Aren't a lot of the things that win at the Golden Globes pretty much what wins at the Oscars?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of my thing about the Oscars is like, I want some upsets. And it rarely happens.
The upset here would be, the big upset would either be Her or Nebraska. Her should win. My God.
I really want to see
that. Oh, it is incredible.
Yeah.
It blew my mind. And that's the thing. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave yet. As much as I like Wolf of Wall Street, I don't think it'll win.
I love it. I thought it was a great movie, but I don't even think it would deserve to win, really.
No, I think maybe Leonardo DiCaprio deserves
it. Yeah, he deserves something.
Finally.
But that's the... yeah. Sorry for anybody who's listening. I haven't watched 12 Years a Slave yet, but, you know, just reading about the film, I mean, I don't know. I probably should watch it. I feel like Gravity should probably win, but it's not going to.
Yeah, that would be my pick, but yeah, I'm pretty much...
That's what I'm thinking is that I think I want Gravity win and it has a good chance also.
It definitely. I mean, you know, if you were to put it into five, like let's say, American Hustle, Gravity, 12 Years a Slave, Wolf of Wall Street, maybe Dallas Buyers Club. I don't know.
Probably not.
I'm either giving it to 12 Years a Slave, Gravity, or American Hustle.
I'm going to predict 12 Years a Slave.
Really?
I almost feel like the Golden Globes called the Oscars and were like, hey, you're going to do this for 12 Years a Slave? All right, we're not going to give them anything. Because that's what it felt like. Because 12 Years kind of got...
they didn't really give them anything.
Yeah. And if you looked at the table, they looked like they were kind of not fucking happy about it.
Well...
But, and am I wrong in saying this? And I'm not trying to mean any harm or anything, but it feels like that movie almost shouldn't win because it's kind of like, just kind of like depressing, right? Like,
well, it just, my thing with and it's like that with a lot of the movies this year. They're award bait, you know? I mean,
yeah, I see that, yeah.
You know, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't, you know, accurately judge it, but it feels like that. It feels like award bait.
Because you can know going in, like, this is something that's going to get... recognition.
A good example of that is American Hustle. That movie is fucking award bait.
See, I don't...
Because it's soulless. It has no soul.
Let's not get into this huge thing.
No, I mean, I won't get into a debate about soulless. It, but I apparently am the only person in the United States that liked it.
No, Cameron liked it.
And everybody... The thing I keep seeing, though, that everybody posted is that it's a Scorsese
rip-off. It is.
But what I'm saying is, like, that's like saying, this game right here, that's a ripoff of Bioshock.
No, it's not. No, it's not at all.
But
it's not like saying that at all. When you emulate a director's style to a T, the way that David O. Russell has emulated Scorsese in that movie, it's obscene.
Well... I guess I don't know any Scorsese movies then, because I'm the old...
Then maybe you shouldn't go back and watch it.
Well, I mean...
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too, is that it still... To me, it still felt like David O. Russell. And I've seen Taxi Driver, I've seen Goodfellas, I've seen some of Casino.
If you don't think that movie looks exactly like Goodfellas, you need to rewatch Goodfellas.
I guess. I mean, to me, it felt like David O. Russell.
What I don't understand is if the mainstream audience is doing that. I don't think, like, I know within my circle that I know a lot of people that are, like, diehard into film. I don't feel like if my mom went and saw that, that might not be a good example. Not my mom. You know what I mean? Like, the majority of people go see that if they like it or if they dislike it, they're not going to say because they're comparing it.
But if you go, like, all right, let's forget about the Scorsese thing. Because, I mean, it's like Cameron said, it's not worth making a big thing out of.
I just think it wasn't awful. I don't think it deserves to win, and that it deserves a ton of nominations. It was just a fun movie, and it wasn't bad.
I guess my biggest thing, I'm more upset because it's getting the recognition that it is.
Yeah.
When it is just, I will say that it's just an okay movie.
See, that's all I'm saying, and I don't think it's gonna win. I will be really surprised.
If it does win. Then you're talking about.
Do you?
We'll see what you're talking about.
Let's talk about best director. Same thing though. I mean, it's essentially all. Well, it's, now yeah, it's a much shorter list. David O. Russell for American Hustle, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Alexander Payne for Nebraska, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, or Scorsese for Wolf of Wall Street. Cuarón should win because just technically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a technical level. I mean, granted, he owes a lot to his cinematographer and stuff.
But in coming up with the concept for how to do all the things, I mean, a lot of that is him.
Yeah.
You know, that if you look at that movie as a whole, that has a visionary thumbprint on it. You know?
Right.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw a movie that I was just completely immersed in that world. You know, I mean, that just pulled you in, and
And I would agree with that. I mean, even having seen Wolf of Wall Street and liking it as much as I did, I mean, it's still... I still would think Gravity would...
Yeah.
Should pull it. Scorsese, just because he's Scorsese, might win, but...
No, he's won once, you know, and I mean, like, he's been nominated a bunch of times, and I don't think he'll win, but... Yeah.
What do you think Wolf is on his...
Of all time?
On stuff he's made, where...
Really? What's that? Goodfellas, Departed.
Did he win for the Departed?
That was the only one he won
that
for.
That was the one he won
that's
for.
And a lot of people...
That far into his career.
A lot of people say they gave it to him almost as, like, a pity award. Yeah. Like, we're sorry we snubbed you all those years, so we'll give you one for this.
We snubbed you for Goodfellas. Here's your award.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, 20 years
up. As far back as I can remember.
Did you see Scorsese getting... When he was getting choked up when Leo was talking.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was like...
That of the Globes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was, you know, saying he was the best person he ever worked with and all this. I was like...
I mean, it's one of those things... If you look at the business, Scorsese has kind of always been... Just kind of, you know, he's very outspoken, but he's never been a shitbag. David O. Russell is king shitbag. Like... He's just a bad person.
I feel like that's another part of it, too, is that I legitimately haven't heard a word he said ever. And I feel like...
Oh, David O. Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, look some up.
Yeah, I was about to say, do yourself a favor and look up, like, the fights between him and Lily Tomlin and, what's his face?
Clooney. That's it. Wait, from I Heart Huckabee?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I've seen that.
They're insane.
Oh, my, okay.
Granted, wow. You don't know what led up to that. Maybe Lily Tomlin is insane. I don't know. But just the argument they have is, like, crazy.
Then you hear things like he was accused of, like, inappropriately touching his transgender niece. And it's just kind of like... Dude, you know, if this stuff is true, you're just the biggest piece of shit.
But then again, we also talked about how, you know, with Roman Polanski and Woody Allen...
I mean, it's you hate the artist, not the art.
Cut up Quentin Tarantino. Let's put that in there.
Mm-hmm. But it's also one of those things...
like Matt Wright over there. Mm-hmm.
But it's also one of those things...
Quentin Tarantino.
As a guy, as a person. No.
They're like, I love Quentin Tarantino movies.
But... Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's hard to make that separation. But then again, I also don't think that David O. Russell's films are, you know, fabulous films. I thought Silver Linings Playbook was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the best of the things I've seen of his, like, the best of his stuff.
Yeah.
I thought The Fighter was decent. I Heart Huckabee is not good.
I don't know if you two recall the last podcast I was on. We talked a lot about this. The Boondock Saints.
Oh, yes, the Boondock Saints. here's a good David O. Russell comparison. So people are drawing the Scorsese comparison much in the same way that they drew the comparison between he and Wes Anderson when I Heart Huckabees came out.
I thought they were the same person.
Exactly.
I thought I Heart Huckabees.
No. I think I Heart Huckabees is art is like artsy and like, and it has some of the same qualities, but it's not. You couldn't mistake one for the other.
That was when that movie came out. That was the argument.
I think that was only because that was the only other person to compare him to.
Well,
that particular style.
But is that much different than the argument with American Hustle and Martin Scorsese? I mean, it's.
I could see way more in common with Scorsese and that movie than I could. Maybe I'm saying this because I just watched Royal Tenenbaums like last week.
Right.
And
who's that? See, I'm telling you, I thought they were the same person.
But no, Wes Anderson's style of like self-aware quirkiness is much different from that style of self-aware quirkiness.
I don't disagree with you. What I'm saying is, it's one of those things.
He gets compared to people too much for you to like him?
Well, it's just, I don't think that, I think that there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, why does this keep happening? Because you're a piece of shit.
I think he's a really good director. Yeah, I just don't think his movies are great. You know?
You also like Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yes.
You mean nothing to me, Cameron. But Karan should win. Let's get that out of there. Who do we think's going to win?
I think he will.
Karan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It feels like he's going to take that.
I think it'll at least take cinematography, just from a technical standpoint.
Probably.
All the people in the industry are going to know that that's like...
You're right. It has to. Because it's like, everything looked good this year, but nothing looked as good as Greg. Like, just nothing, you know? Like, Wolf of Wall Street looks incredible.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really sweeping, beautiful things in 12 Years of Slave. Nothing looks as good as Gregory.
Yeah.
That's going to win. Best actor. Fucking A.
Amy Adams. Oh, Amy Adams.
Best actress.
Sure. Well, thought we lived in a progressive time.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay.
That's Hollywood. This is old Hollywood talking. Best actor. Christian Bale. Bruce Dern. Leonardo DiCaprio. Chiwetel Ejiofor. Right? Ejiofor?
That sounds rough.
Something.
I'm trying to pay respect to his name because I would be pissed off. When he listens,
he can't pronounce your name either. So
I guess we're even. Or Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. That's interesting. He should get best supporting for the 3 minutes that he's in Wolf of Wall Street.
Honestly, yeah.
But that's not the point. DiCaprio should win. Boom. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave. I understand that's probably a very powerful performance. But it's Leo's time.
Yeah.
And it's his time. Enough is enough. DiCaprio doesn't win, I'm rioting in the streets. Who's coming with me?
I'll be there.
Let's just do it. I want to see 12 Years a Slave, but nothing can sway me. I will not be swayed. DiCaprio is incredible in that movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He plays that scumbag very, very well.
He's the worst. He's the worst person, and he completely embodies the role.
And he did everything possible for an actor to do.
Just put himself through just...
God. Opening scene, that's all I can just think of. Like, man.
Yeah. The opening, it's just... Ah! He has to... Ah! However...
Go ahead. Here's what I'll say. I want Leo to win. I feel like the fan favorite is...
Chiwetel?
Yes. I would not be even slightly surprised if McConaughey wins.
Really?
Yeah, because...
That's a dark horse.
Yeah, but because there's kind of this... If you're going to transform your body for the role, there's kind of this thing where you immediately get this extra little...
Yeah.
You know, like, this is an actor, he blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And while he was good, he was really good.
Christian Bale got real fat, though.
Great, yeah, that's true, but it's easier. The same way that I think what you're about to say in supporting, I think Jared Leto...
Well, before that... The big snub here.
Flubs and snubs.
I mean, there were a few. Tom Hanks for either Captain Phillips. Well, Tam no, Hunks. For Captain Phillips.
Tam Hanks?
Huh?
Tam Hanks?
No. Tam Hanks. Joaquin Phoenix for her. The fact that he wasn't nominated is atrocious. I don't like Joaquin Phoenix, traditionally. I'm not a huge fan. So the fact that I gave a shit about anything that he had to say or do in her was, like, incredible. He's so good. He's so, so good in that movie. I'm angry. You know what? Fuck it. You're right. Fuck the awards, Cameron. Fuck them and their stupid asses.
Yep. Lots of flubs. More snubs.
Snubs. Other snubs?
I have a snub for later. I don't know if you'll get to this category, though.
Oh, we're going to.
Okay.
Oh... maybe. Yeah, I think I probably know what you're talking about. Okay. Is it song?
No.
Oh, which one is it?
Documentary.
Blackfish?
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Oh my.
Let's talk about that right now. The fact that Blackfish is not nominated?
Yeah.
What?
I just watched that the other night. And
what an... Like,
holy crap.
Oh,
man.
It's not
like,
on there.
I watched it, so I have to say something.
Like you watched a documentary?
Yeah.
Well, good. I think that, like, for documentary, because I actually think... that I like documentaries most of anything.
Right.
For me, it did exactly what documentaries should do. You know, and so, like, I don't understand what happened there. I mean, I guess they just make up their mind. I really don't know how, but...
I see world happened.
I kind of feel like maybe.
Tell
the fact that it wasn't is not it, all right. It would be one thing if it was nominated and didn't win, but not even a mention. That's I don't mean no. Pardon the pun. That's fishy. You know, like that's. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's something, you know, not right there.
Well, something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid, man.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the other documentaries, so might be great, but exactly like...
Yeah, I mean, that's the one that stands out this year.
Blackish.
Yeah, and it's about a topic, like, I feel like the movie The Cove, I believe that won for Best Documentary, and that was about a, you know, similar subject.
Right. And well, I mean, I wonder, like, if everything is on the up and up, I wonder if that's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. They felt like the subject material might be too similar... You know, but that shouldn't disqualify it
because
of the power of, you know, that, I mean,
That was frustrating. When I was watching it, I was literally, like, sitting forward in my chair the whole time.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to the Sea Carson, a lot of us have them, and it's just like,
this... And then you don't realize.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to go.
I'll never go back. I mean...
Yeah.
No way. Not after that.
I wanted to, like... pull a Hey Arnold and like break the turtle out of the
With all the graffiti on him.
Oh yeah.
All right, Cam, best actress.
I wasn't serious about Amy Adams. I was just trying to get your
note. Wait, real quick.
But
you do like Amy Adams?
No. And it's weird, and I'm probably the only person that thinks this. As far as American Hustle goes, Christian Bale, I thought, was the best performance in that movie. Everybody's like, Amy Adams. And she's great.
I thought Jeremy Renner was the best performance.
Well, I don't know if he counts, but yeah, I agree.
How do you figure
Because Jeremy Renner is amazing and everything, and so it doesn't count.
Your boner's shy.
It is. Let's not the table. Anyways, Christian Bale was my favorite part of that movie. Seriously, like...
Are you talking about actresses now?
Are you doing Christian Bale right now?
That's not Christian Bale. That's terrible Christian Bale. Do the actresses.
Louis C.K. in that movie.
Good.
It was just Louis C.K. Like, let's be honest.
I just can't wait for him to say a joke.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Yeah, it's a fishing story. So, Amy Adams, Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Judi Dench for Philomena, and Meryl Streep for August, Osage County. How about Amy Adams? I mean...
As who you think will win?
Cable and Channel.
Here's my thing. Amy Adams should not have been nominated for American Hustle. She should have been nominated for her. I keep banging that drum, but Jesus Christ. Everything about that movie was better than the thing they were nominated for. Especially her.
It's so weird that it's just not in there.
She gets one of supporting them for that, right?
No, because, well... The fact that Scarlett Johansson isn't allowed to be nominated...
I agree
100%. Because she's not on screen. She was not...
Yeah.
she carries the whole movie in a voice.
I didn't know that they shot it with someone else and went back.
Yeah, she's even dubbed in. Like, they ADR'd her entire performance, and she still carries the whole movie.
Let's go, Joe!
I'm not even a huge Scarlett Johansson fan. She's amazing.
That's America, though, because, like, in France or whatever, she won. She won the award for best actress or whatever.
America.
Fuck no.
Good.
Emma Thompson, not nominated for Saving Mr. Banks, is kind of a little silly. She was the only good part about that movie. I mean, Tom Hanks is good as Walt, but that's supporting. Weird. Did anybody else see that?
I haven't seen it.
No.
I don't want to watch that.
Might have watched it.
Did she hate it?
She was like, it's all
right. I mean, it was just right.
She's like, I was like, what's it about? She's like, it's pretty much just him screwing her out of her rights to the stuff.
Essentially.
Like, oh, okay.
Supporting actor, Barkhad Abdi from Captain Phillips, Bradley Cooper for American Hustle, Michael Fassbender for 12 Years a Slave, Jonah Hill for Wolf of Wall Street, or Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club. I would have said either Jared Leto or Jonah Hill.
Yep.
I think Jared Leto should take it.
He's incredible in it. If you watch it, he's completely. If you didn't know that he was, you know, playing that part, completely believable as a.
Really?
Yep, without a doubt. The voice that he did and everything is.
I still think this is the best performance of Jonah Hill's career.
Yeah, so far I'll agree with that.
Yep.
I haven't seen him in too many things that haven't just been comedies. I feel like this is the first thing.
He did Moneyball.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I thought he was really good in Moneyball.
He was great.
He won a Golden Globe, didn't he?
Or he won the Golden Globe. I think he won the Golden Globe and got nominated for Academy Award.
That sounds right.
I'd much rather see him in a drama than a comedy, because I don't think he's funny.
At this point.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Supporting actress, Sally Hawkins in Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence in American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o in 12 Years a Slave, Julie Roberts in August Osage County, or June Squibb in Nebraska.
Everybody say it together because everyone knows the answer.
Huh?
It's Jennifer Lawrence. There's no, that's like almost the lock of the night.
Which is atrocious.
Yeah. If it doesn't happen, I'll be happy, but I feel like they might do it just to make a record. Because she will be like the youngest person to win both of those categories.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know, I read something else and I can't.
She can win everything in the world, and that's fine with me. Like, she can win, like, a wing-eating competition. I don't... That's fine. Me and Mike are, like, polar opposites on this issue.
I think that there's nothing good about who she is or what she is.
And I would probably take a bullet for her, so...
She's bad at Hunger Games, but everything else I've seen her in, she's good. Mike.
She was good in Winter's Bone.
Winter's Bone is incredible.
She yelled a lot in Silver Linings Playbook. Good job.
See, Mikey, do this. When you take an opinion, you take the extremist version of the opinion.
The thing with that,
you know, Jennifer Lawrence is a good actress. She's not bad.
She's an okay actress.
Okay, that's not what you said a second ago.
Well, I just think she's terrible.
Oh.
But again, it's hard because I don't think she's a very good person.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's hard to separate.
Hey, but we've talked about how we have to.
No, but I can't.
You did this last time because you said something about Jennifer Lawrence, and you're like, "That's not true. I don't know anything about her."
Now I do. Now I just hate her. Hate everything she's ever done.
She's so charming. That makes her a good actress.
There's nothing charming about her.
Her little face.
Heart right now, though. So.
Her little face.
Yeah. Mole face. I don't think she's. I think she's a decent actress.
I think she'll get better.
But, okay. Way better. But that doesn't mean she should be nominated every year.
No, I agree with you.
You know, like, I mean,
she's... But I'm just saying, like, she's an Academy sweetheart right now, so it's going to happen.
That's been my sweetheart.
I'm saying, if there is a conspiracy with the Oscars, like you suggested, then part of it is, okay, we're going to nominate, you know, we're going to put some money behind... American Hustle, but on the back end of that, we want everything about it to be nominated, because it really does seem like one of those things where it's like, let's put this team together and really try to make something that's going to make a big dent in the Oscars, even if it doesn't win. You know, it's just a lot of hype to get people to go watch it, to make, you know, to make some revenue. So
why are we in this business?
I don't think we're in the Oscar part of
it. No, but I mean, you know, maybe on the off chance we ever, you know.
You'll be there.
It's all bullshit, Chad.
It's all bullshit. Screenplay. I don't care. I do a little bit. American Hustle, Blue Jasmine, Dallas Buyers Club, Her, or Nebraska. The fact that Spike Jonze wrote and directed Her, like the first thing he's written and directed. Hey, she wouldn't.
I agree. I haven't even seen it, but out of all of those, that one.
Well, I don't. Is that not the popular opinion on that either?
I think he won Golden Globes.
I mean, I feel like, if, you know, immediately upon seeing it, that I was like, well, this isn't even like, you know, discussable. He just automatically should win that. The sheer inventiveness of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't talk about adapted screenplays. Garbage.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Maybe, but probably 12 Years a Slave.
I almost feel like in his case, there's somewhat of a compliment about it that he's nominated for that. But, right. Like, you know, it's like they kind of snubbed Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson.
And then him for and director, Adams, you know.
And him for director. But he's still on there, and it's sort of like, it's good enough to be right there, but like you were just saying, it's not like a really popular movie like American Hustle. Yeah. Everybody's in it, and people are going to watch it to see those people.
Right.
But he's still kind of on there. And I mean, it sucks in a way for him, but at the same time, like, you know.
Right. He's, I totally see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still one of those things, you know, it's got to be rewarding. And I mean, I feel like especially with that nomination for writing, you know, for an original idea, that's pretty, you know, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
The biggest snub of all, I think, across the board, because it wasn't nominated at all, Inside Llewellyn Davis was not nominated.
It's interesting. The only two opinions I've heard on that is that it's either okay or it's awful.
See, I've heard that it was really good then.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah. It looks good. I haven't seen
it. I haven't heard anything about it.
It's all. Just weird.
I haven't either.
I mean, I've heard about it. I haven't heard about the movie, but I know immediately, and this is not meant, this is, yeah, not meant to offend anyone that enjoys the soundtrack or whatever, but just getting so bombarded and worn out with people like, oh, the soundtrack, that it kind of turned me off, like. That I was like that.
I think we all get that way about certain stuff.
Yeah. But that was my initial thing, was just that, you know, everybody and their mother was like, I've got this on repeat in my car.
I mean, it's a little surprising. That's funny. The guy who wrote the adapted screenplay for Captain Phillips, his name is Billy Ray. I don't know. I kind of think it's shitty. I mean, it's the Coen brothers, and, you know, the fact that they just kind of got snubbed across the board. I think they're nominated for Best Original Song, but the song is the worst song in the film. It's meant to be parody and supposed to be like a satirical song, but it's
what bad. Song is it?
Please, Mr. Kennedy, or Mr. President. I don't remember.
I think it's Mr. Kennedy, because I remember someone saying, if this doesn't get nominated,
it's Ronald, I think. But it's not a good song. Animated film, The Croods, Despicable Me 2.
Frozen.
Yeah, or Frozen.
It's gotta be Frozen.
If Frozen doesn't win that, and Frozen doesn't win Let It Go
for Best Original Song.
It didn't win at the Golden Globes, and me and Heather almost tipped the TV over. I'm like, wow, how is this possible? It's insanity.
I don't know.
I can say with authority that Despicable Me 2 was mediocre at best. Yeah, especially compared to the first
definitely.
One.
I saw that in theaters, and I was like,
I didn't really care for the first one, and I was like, all right, I'll give the second one a shot. And
It was a weaker version of the first one.
So, we'll see. We're going to do a third one. That's about it. I don't know. There are other categories. I mean, we're getting into technical stuff here.
Hold on. Let's get the lighting.
Well, cinematography, we all agree.
Yeah.
Gravity. If it doesn't win,
is there a sound design?
There is a conspiracy.
There is, I don't know. There's nominated.
Should be Gravity
as well.
Yeah, because the sound and gravity is vibration, and it's amazing.
I don't know who I was talking. I guess it was Hewitt that we were talking about, the sound where they... It perfectly sounds like what you would hear from inside their spacesuit when they're drilling, and it's just like...
I've heard that it's, like, by far the most realistic space movie ever made. I've heard there's some things about it that like, physically wouldn't happen, but...
I heard you're supposed to wear, like, adult diapers.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But, I mean, it's a movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's some parts about it, you know, whatever, but...
Her hair didn't flow.
Yeah. But, yeah, there like, way, way, way more stuff about it.
I also heard if you watch that, like... To get super drunk and watch that movie, that it's like one of the best experiences of your life.
Who said that?
Weird.
I think it's Ronald.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. He said like he watched it smashed or whatever, and it was like.
I wish we had Ronald on the show.
Sort of thrown up.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. I think about Llewellyn Davis got nominated for cinematography, and I'm sure song, but whatever. So. Man, we decided not to do it.
Yeah, going by the length of the time we spent on the Oscars.
Yeah.
And in the interest of being briefer.
Briefer.
Briefest.
I got blood to do. I got make bloods.
It's true.
So. It's a good show.
Yep.
Solid. Start to finish.
Solid poops.
Solid hard poops. Those are the worst. Anyway.
I prefer them, but fine.
Oh, do you? So you gotta really give yourself a challenge in the morning.
No, well, it's not like that. Let's moving on.
But we're not gonna.
Yeah, bowel moving on.
Now we can move on.
Movingon.org.
.gov. Dickpics.gov.
Clownpenis.fart.
I don't know why that's funny, but those words are funny when they're arranged like that.
That was like an SNL thing like 10 years ago, clown penis stuff fart.
Isn't it Chris Parnell or
I can't. I think it was a Will Ferrell thing. It's, right. It's old.
Well, that's it. We meandered a little tonight.
Yeah, but sometimes it's what you gotta do. You take a promenade down the lane.
Promenade down the lane. Well, for...
Cameron B. Childs.
Oh, come on, man. At least let me say my thing. Un-fucking-believable.
Okay.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to
kidding. It's so scary.
For we're going to need a bigger show. This has been...
Cameron O.B. Russell Childs.
When this goes off. Needing a new co-host. Also...
Matt Wright.
Also...
All night.
Kate.
No. And
Charlie Bronson.
And Zach Brown, apparently. Ethan is in full Zach Brown mode right now. And I'm Mike D. Jesus in heaven. Thank you all for listening.
Bye.
Good night.